Hello, listeners. This is Dane Tittman, and this is Cultural Connections. We are joined once again by our friends with the Chetco Indian Memorial Project. Guests, would you please introduce yourselves to our listeners?
My name is Milo Mann. I'm vice president of the Chetco Memorial Project.
And I'm Karen Crump, and I'm the secretary of the Memorial Project Committee.
And we've got a special event here today, kind of a celebration going on. Let us know, what are we doing here today?
Well, for the last, would you say about the last month? Mm-hmm. Well, we've been raising funds. We're having a raffle. Mm-hmm. We've been selling tickets in front of Fred Meyer. And last weekend, we were down at the Kite Festival.
Yeah, the Southern Oregon Kite Festival, yes.
Yes, it was great. You know, it's the first time, I've lived here quite a while, and it's the first time I've been to the Kite Festival. It was rather interesting.
It was cool.
Yep. And tonight is the big night.
Mm.
We're all done with the raffle and all done selling the tickets. Anyway. Mm-hmm. And this is the culmination. So all of the proceeds from this raffle fundraiser will go towards completing the statue of Lucy Dick, a historic Chetco woman who lived through 100 years of cultural changes on the Oregon coast, including the forced removal of 1856. Later in life, Lucy became an established member of the Brookings community. Our sincere thanks go to the Silets Charitable Contribution Fund, who awarded us a grant for $14,700 this spring to help complete the statue. We're also very grateful for your continued support. And thank you to the Coquille Community Fund, the Chinook Winds Casino and Resort, and all the local businesses and individuals who donated and helped make this fundraiser possible.
For those of us who may have missed it, tell us a little bit about what your booths looked like at the festival and at Fred Meyer.
It was just a table with just some, it wasn't anything fancy, but it was very self-explanatory. It had all of the prizes and the price of the tickets, and it was, let me say, it was pretty basic. You couldn't miss us. Mm-hmm. We were waving our arms and trying to get everyone's attention.
Buy a ticket. Yeah.
Right here, buy a ticket.
Well, it worked, obviously, because you had quite a few people actually submit tickets. I understand that we actually got so many tickets, so many people wanted to support the project, that the jar that you originally had it in didn't quite fit. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. We had to find something bigger to put them in.
Well, hey, that's not a bad thing. That's pretty great.
That's a good thing.
Well, as we go through for any of these award items that aren't self-explanatory, we want to learn a little bit about them. But I think we might be ready to pick that first one.
Okay. Ooh. And we have a neutral drawer with us. And
that's me, Dane Tittman, yes. Full disclosure, my wife and I did buy a few raffle tickets. We'll see if those turn up. But again, there are quite a few in our pick bag here. If we're ready, I'm going to reach in. I'm going to pick out ticket number one.
May the odds forever be in your favor.
Let's see what we get. I reach inside and I withdraw a ticket. The name on the ticket is Ava Newell at number 0508. Ava Newell. What has Ava Newell won, folks?
She has won a night stay at the Chinook Winds Casino and Resort with a meal for two.
And for those who may not know, where is the Chinook Winds Casino and Resort?
It is in Lincoln City.
In Lincoln City. Who donated this ticket or this item?
This is Chinook Winds Casino donated it.
They donated directly?
Yes.
How did we get in touch with them?
We requested that they make a donation, and that's what they donated to our fundraiser.
That's marvelous.
Our president works for the Silets tribe up there, she has connections.
There you go. That's outstanding.
Yeah. And they're very generous. They're very generous. They're donating. Mm-hmm. They've donated a lot.
That's great. Well, hey, congratulations, Ava Newell. Fantastic. All right, I think we're ready for number two. Here we go.
Number two. I reach
my hand in. Of course, I try to shuffle these around quite a good bit. I know they've already been shuffled. Here we go, ticket number two. The name is Bonnie Bow at number 0189. Bonnie Bow, congratulations. Tell us, what does Bonnie win?
Bonnie has won a wolf lithograph picture, which was done by the artist and sculptor Rusty Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be awesome.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about Rusty Talbot.
Rusty Talbot was famous for doing sculptures of Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And she also sculpted the Sacagawea gold dollar for the U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm. How did the Chetco Indian Memorial Project get acquainted with Rusty Talbot then?
Linda Timmius did some research online and found her. and called her and requested that she might consider working for us, and mm-hmm. she agreed.
Oh, that's outstanding.
She was very excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, congratulations once again to Bonnie. Let's see who's up for number three.
Number three.
Reaching in. Something's inside my fingers. Here we go. Here we are. The third winner is Brooke Thompson, number 1440. So Brooke Thompson winning prize number three. What is number three?
Prize number three is a Pendleton blanket, and that was donated by the Confederated Tribes of Sillette. And it was also made specifically for them. Hmm. So it's not a blanket that you can purchase. It has to come from them.
Oh, that's it sounds like a very unique item then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, outstanding. All right. For number four, reaching in, going a little deeper into the bag here, going for a different angle. Oh, here is a somewhat familiar last name. This is ticket 0909. The name is Jay Timmius. Jay Timmius is the winner of that next prize.
That is a, it is a gift bag that was supplied by Curry Equipment. It's called a woodcutter's kit.
A woodcutter's kit.
And it has all the things that a person who wants to go out and cut wood has in it, and it's valued at $150.
Now, is this a kit for cutting, like, larger pieces of wood, actually going out and cutting down branches and trees and so
you
on?
You know, or? I'm not sure. Ooh. I assume it's just for anybody, who, mm-hmm. if a person wants to go out and get their own wood or...
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, Jay's going to find out once he gets it. That's outstanding. Well, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who comes up next in our raffle. Uh-huh. We have ticket number 0945 with Laura Stultz. Laura Stultz is the next winner. And what's up for Laura?
Laura has won a Visa cash card of $100 that was donated by a person.
A person? Someone who would like to remain anonymous, it sounds like?
Yes.
Ah, all right. Well, congratulations to Laura Stultz.
Yep.
Next up is another ticket. Of course, we've got number 1133, Joni Malarkey. Joni Malarkey is our next winner.
Joni has also won a Visa cash card of $100, which was donated by anonymously.
Marvelous. Well, that's a big congratulations in order for Joni Malarkey. Here's the next ticket. We've got number 1603, Clint Timmius is the next winner that came out of the bag.
Oh. What was the number again?
1603 for Clint Timmius. And what does Clint win?
Clint has won a $100 gift card from Fred Meyer.
Hey, all
that
right.
That was donated by Fred Meyer.
Well, you know, it's one of your few shopping choices here in Brookings. That's outstanding.
That's right.
Not bad, not bad. Let's see who we get next. Reaching inside... All right, here's one, 0736. The name is Kelly Mitola. Kelly Mitola, 0736. What does Kelly win?
Kelly has won a gift basket from Marlene's Salon, and it's valued at $100 worth of product.
And where is Marlene's Salon? I haven't heard of it.
It is down behind what used to be Tubby's. Flying Gull.
Ah, okay,
Flying
got it.
Gull.
You're aging us, Karen.
Yes, I know. Sorry.
Reaching inside for our next ticket, we draw it out, and we see Florence. Looks like the name is Savercool, although I'm not entirely certain. The ticket number is 0813. First name Florence. Last name appears to be Savercool or Sourcool.
Okay.
What did Florence win?
Florence has won a $50 gift certificate to Zola's Pizza.
To Zola's Pizza. Wow. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. That is marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Zola's, Milo?
I like Zola's.
You like Zola's?
Yep, uh-huh. Very good pizza.
Mm. I have never had Zola's.
Never had Zola's? Or down there in Harbor?
I recommend Zola's Pizza.
Do you?
Yeah, they're
very
worth a visit.
Good.
Then I'm going to have to try it.
Mm-hmm. The next winner is number 1297, Pat Gulick, or Gulick, is our next winner. What does Pat earn?
Pat has won a $50 gift certificate to Chetco Brewing Company.
Chetco Brewing. They've got their new location down there on Railroad Street, I know.
Yep.
Our next ticket, the name is Kim St. Clair, number 1290. Kim St. Clair is the winner.
Kim has won a gift certificate, a $50 gift certificate to Wild River Pizza.
A $50 gift certificate
Another
to Wild
pizza.
River Pizza. Yep, there
yes.
it was. I'm going to give this bag a good little stir here. Moving around, let's see what we get. All right, I've got one. It's calling to me. I can feel it. We draw it out, and we see the name is Dean Lundholm. Dean Lundholm. Uh-oh, some laughter in the studio. Do we know Dean Lundholm?
I thought it was going to be you.
Oh, no, not quite. The number is 1288 for Dean Lundholm. Congratulations, Dean. No, it might be me. We'll see. I'm in here somewhere. I'm just...
What did Dean win?
Yeah, what did Dean win? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. He won a $50 gift certificate to Superfly Bar and Grill.
To Superfly. I mean, they do breakfast, they do lunch, they do dinner. Very popular in the spot down there.
I love their food. They're awesome.
Yeah. Reaching in.
Thank you, Superfly.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, yes. We definitely want to say thank you to all the donors who supported.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to reach inside and get ourselves another ticket here. Going. Ah, well, here's a familiar name. Bill Crump is the next name that we draw out of there. Now, what's the relation to Bill Crump? It sounds familiar to somebody else's name in the studio.
That's my husband.
That's your husband. He won something.
He bought a few tickets.
What did Bill... He bought a few? I'm glad he did, that he supported. What did Bill Crump win?
He won a $50 gift certificate to Blue Water Cafe.
To Blue Water. Hey, great.
What was the number?
And I believe Blue Water, they're still down in Harbor, aren't they? No. They're in the Harbor Shopping Center.
They're in the Harbor Shopping Center.
Uh-huh, that's right. Yeah, they took over for the Fox... What was that place? The Fox and something?
Fox's Den.
The Fox's Den is what it used to be. There we go. And we are going to reach inside and grab another one. Going in for the corners here. Scraping the bottom. Here we go. The name is Laura Morales. At ticket number 0595, Laura Morales is picked. What does Laura Morales win?
Laura has won a $40 gift certificate to Grocery Outlet.
To Grocery Outlet. Outstanding. Yes. Hey, another one of the few shopping choices we've got here.
Yep. And thank goodness they have Grocery Outlets everywhere.
Yes, that's true.
Because I think this one came from Eugene.
Ah, okay. That's right. We had some Eugene supporters.
Yes,
isn't that correct?
Did.
Who bought
some
tickets?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Some of them might have to take a trip down here to cash in with like Wild River Pizza, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, here we go. The next one is number 0969. The name, Robin Harris, or perhaps Maris, depending on the way this letter M works out. I think it's Robin Harris who won. What did Robin Harris win?
Robin has won a $40 gift certificate to Quality Jiffy Lube.
Oh, there you go.
And for an oil change.
Excellent.
Mm. Yep. Thank you, Quality Fast Lube.
Absolutely.
Here's
Michael,
our next ticket.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. The next name is Greg Felice. Greg Felice, congratulations. The number is 1399 for Greg Felice. What has he got?
Greg has won a $25 gift certificate to Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill.
To Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. Now, where is that?
It sounds
important. Is that by Grocery Outlet?
No, it used to be.
Foggy Bottom Bar and
Grill. It used to be.
It might be close to the water, though. Foggy Bottom.
If it's Foggy Bottom, yeah.
It used to be something else.
Huh. Okay.
It's that first restaurant as you go down to the port. It's right there on the right.
Sebastian's?
Yeah, no.
Voodoo
Lounge?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's right. They had a competition to choose their name.
Yes,
and then Foggy Bottom won out.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. Ah, and what was the gift card amount for that?
25.
25, all right.
I think it was 30.
Oh, 25 or 30? Hey, you're going to find out.
My computer must have messed up because I know I typed these all correct.
Yeah, well, it's between 40 and 25. It's probably somewhere.
We had a 30, but I'm pretty sure that's 30.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Take it down to the Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. See what they give you for it. Shoot, yeah. Maybe they'll let you buy the place.
I apologize, Foggy Bottom.
Thank you, Foggy Bottom. We're sorry we didn't know where you were right off the bat, but we didn't find it.
My computer glitch.
Here's the next one. This is ticket number 1104. This name looks like it's Tiny. Tiny Caldwell, but I'm not positive.
Tiny Caudell.
Tiny Caudell, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So what does Tiny Caudell win?
Tiny Caudell has won a $25 gift certificate to Poncho's Restaurant.
To Poncho's, right up there heading north out of town.
Yes.
I get the fish tacos and the fried jalapenos
down there all the time.
Tiny. Yes.
Hey, very cool.
Thank you for your support.
Huh. All right, reaching inside the bag for the next one. Let's see who we get. We've got, looks like, Sean Davis, I believe. Yes, S-H-O-N, Sean Davis, ticket number 1535. And what does Sean win?
Sean has won a $25 gift certificate to Rancho Viejo Restaurant.
Rancho Viejo, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that's great that these restaurants stepped up. I mean, the restaurant, that's food. That's something you can use then and there. That's outstanding. Reaching inside, looking for another ticket. Here we go. We've got ticket number 0973. Diana Lee is the next winner.
Diana Lee has won a $25 gift certificate from Slugs and Stones.
Slugs and Stones, so she can get some ice cream or some candy down there. They've got saltwater taffy. They've got quite a wide selection of different kinds.
Congratulations, Diana Lee.
Yeah. Get some health food down there.
Yeah.
Here's a name that's familiar to me. I happen to know her. Congratulations to her. Summer Olmos is the next winner coming out of the back there. Ticket number 0724.
She'd probably want to give that to me.
You think so?
No.
What does she win?
Summer has won a $25 gift certificate from Vista Pub.
Oh, she's definitely not going to want to give that up. No way.
She won't give that up.
She's keeping that one. All right, congratulations, Summer Olmos, friend of the show.
Yep.
Next up, number 1508, the name is Leslie Vargas. Leslie Vargas is our next winner. What does number 1508 win?
She has won a $25 gift certificate to Artistic Trends Salon.
Artistic Trends Salon. Do we know where they're located? I don't frequent salons too often. I keep a pretty short trim.
I'm coming up blank. I know I went there, but I'm coming up blank.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? What matters is that Leslie Vargas knows where it is once she gets that gift certificate.
Or she can Google it.
Or she could just hop on the old Google there and find out, where is this place?
It's in Regional Center in Harbor.
The Regional Center. Oh, okay. Yes. Got it.
Yep.
Not too many people. Yes. You got to know that that's called the Regional Center out there in Harbor.
Yes.
Across the way from where the old sinkhole was.
Yes.
The next winner is number 0839, Greg Galman. Greg Galman is the next winner. What does Greg earn?
He has won a $25 gift certificate to Whale's Tail.
To Whale's Tail Gifts. Outstanding. That's great. Here's our next one. We've got number 0315. The name is Chris Fulkerson. Chris Fulkerson is the next winner. What does Chris get?
He's won a $15 gift certificate to the Curry Medical Center kiosk.
Oh, to the kiosk. Yeah. Oh, okay.
In Curry Medical Center,
So that doesn't go toward any medical procedures. That goes toward the little gift center in there.
Yes.
So you can pick up something nice
from
the gift center. Outstanding.
You pick out something nice and they'll put it in your ear.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, next up, number 1185. The name is Sue Oliver, appears to be the last name. A little bit of cursive here. I believe that name is Sue Oliver. For 1185, what does Sue earn?
Sue has won a Native American dentilium necklace, and a dentilium necklace is made out of a little dentilium shell, which Native Americans in this area used as money.
Wow! So as a currency, then what is dentilium? For those who don't know that word,
it's just a shell.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's a little creature that.
Yeah, the shells are different sizes, and you have. The different amount of shells is the amount of money that they use for barter.
And the larger the shell, the more it's worth.
Yeah.
And most all the dentilium in this area originally comes from around British Columbia, from what I understand.
Interesting.
And they traded for it, and a lot of it washes down, but I think mostly they trade for it.
Who was this dentilium necklace made by?
I believe this was made by Leona Curtis. She's one of our board members.
Oh, outstanding. This is a handcrafted piece, then.
Yes, it is.
That's great. Let's see who is next out of the bag. I'm reaching in a bag. Let's pick one out here. Oh, we've got number 0285. This is a Jesse Bow. Jesse Bow is our next winner. What does Jesse Bow earn?
Jesse has won a Native American feather decoration that goes on the wall, I believe.
Mm. And tell us who made this feather decoration.
It's made of wood, and I know Leona... Curtis also donated this to us.
Great.
I thought she made it, but maybe she didn't. Maybe she purchased it.
Hey, well, cool.
But we thank her for donating it to us.
It is from Leona. We know that.
Yes,
much.
We know it's from Leona.
Obviously a support of the project, for sure.
Yes.
Our next name is Jessica Phillips at 0091. Jessica Phillips. And what does she win? 0091.
Jessica has won a Native American bolo. Native American design bolo.
Is this something that would fit in women's fashion or men's fashion?
Bolos were originally made for men, but I think now a woman could wear it very easily.
Mm. It could fit into the right thing.
And if I remember right, this actually came with earrings also.
Oh, really? Oh, great. All right. I think we've got our last ticket.
Yep.
Held here in my hands. Here we go. It is 1012, but the name is only one word, Krantz. K-R-A-N-T-Z. Krantz is number 1012. And they've got contact information on here, so we'll be able to reach out to them.
Okay, yes. And she, I hope it's a she, has won a Native American necklace also.
Hey, congratulations.
And it's made with bone and bead. It's very nice.
That's fantastic. Well, that's it. That concludes the raffles that we picked out of the bag here. What's going to happen next for the winners?
I will start contacting these people and letting them know what they have won and find a way to get this to them.
And if someone hears their name on the show and they haven't yet been contacted, they just need to wait to be contacted?
They can wait to be contacted or they can call me because I have all the prizes and I will get that to them.
Outstanding.
And they can find us on the website.
Yes.
Find us on the web. And what would they search for in order to find you on the web?
The Chatco Indian Memorial Project.
And you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes, Facebook page. And I do believe Adrian's phone number is on there.
Adrian's phone number
and
is
Megan's,
on there.
And Megan's, yes.
And Megan's. And if anybody wants to contact me, seeing how I'm local, they're free to do that. My phone number is 541-469-8030.
So this raffle is part of an ongoing effort. And I'm curious to know, what are some grants that you've recently received in order to support your project?
The last big one we've gotten is from the Myers Memorial Trust. And I think that one was for the Shell Midden, right? It was,
I think so,
over $14,000. But they've been very supportive. We want to thank them very much.
And when you say for the Shell Midden, for our listeners who may not know, what does that refer to?
Around the memorial, if you go down to the port and you go to the memorial, it's just a round cement slab, and it has the kiosks on there, and it has the plank houses, and around this whole thing is going to be a shell midden with native and cultural things,
native plants,
to show what life was like. I guess the midden was just evidence that there was habitation there, that people did live there.
And traditionally, a midden is a mound of shell and bone. That's where they deposited all their refuse, and that's what middens were. And so we hope to have a cutout maybe in there showing shell and bone and stuff with artifacts.
And when the midden here locally was discovered, was that a significant discovery when that was found?
Yes, it definitely was, and that brought to light, you know, that they were here, and but in the place that it was not. We were not really able to pursue the dig, because it was kind of in a parking lot. So we decided to just cover it over and just leave everything as was.
But it's close enough. The village. This memorial is the only one on the Oregon coast where the memorial is going to sit right where the village was.
Because in that dig, they found the bottom of a plank house. So with a lot of bone and, you know, shard and stuff.
Evidence
like that.
Of ongoing life in that area.
Definitely.
Huh. Aside from the Meyer Memorial Trust grant, what other grants has your organization received recently?
Again, from the Silettes. The charitable fund and Coquille Tribe, they've always been very generous. And the Oregon Cultural Trust and personal donations.
Aside from the Meyer Memorial Trust grant, are there any other grants that your organization has earned recently?
Oregon Cultural Trust.
Oregon Cultural Trust. Tell me about that.
They're in Oregon, as far as I know.
And they're a cultural trust.
Yes.
Hey,
I don't know a lot about the grant. Our two grant writers, our president, Adrian, and her daughter, Megan. Megan's the whiz. She teaches English at University of Oregon.
Oh, that's impressive.
She graduated a couple years ago. And Adrian has been working diligently the last few years. Her and Linda, they... they learned on the go.
And grant writing can be a really exhaustive process.
And it's all in the wording.
Yes.
And, well, when Megan came on board, they would write the grants. Then they would give it to Megan, and she would tweak them and add a word here, take a word out, and she spruced it up. Mm-hmm. And it was magical. She's very good with the language. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, the Oregon Memorial Trust.
Oregon Cultural Trust,
yes. Oregon Cultural Trust. And we've gotten from the Coquille Tribe, and I can't think of any others right off the top of my head. The two main ones are the Myers.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Sillettes have been big supporters as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. Huge supporters. I know we've gotten at least three from the Sillettes Contribution Fund. Mm. Every year, I think Adrian and Megan put in a grant for them. Then, plus they the casino and resort, they donate. They donated to our raffle here. Mm-hmm. And always great to have them in our corner.
So all told, now that the raffle is complete, how much was raised toward the completion of the Lucy Dick statue?
We raised over $2,000.
Over $2,000. That's outstanding. Yeah, that's great. That's a very successful raffle, then. How close are you to completion of the payment for the statue, then?
I think we're probably within $20,000 of completion of the statue.
Do you think that you'll reach that number by the end of the year?
I don't know about the end of the year, but our plan and our hope is to have the memorial, the whole project finished by the end of 2019. Everything installed, the statue up, and the kiosks up, and everything ready to roll.
Once that's done, what's next for the project?
Well, that, I guess, just upkeep.
Upkeep,
and maintaining I don't know how much more you can fit on that little piece of land down there, but there's probably always going to be something to do.
There's always going to be outreach, continuing to inform people about it.
Maintenance.
Making sure that that project is, that site is something for people to visit when they come down to the port, I think would also be valuable. Finding a way that...
Yeah, media. That's where the radio comes in, right,
Dave? Radio?
Yeah. Wow.
Who do we know that's halfway decent that's in radio? Oh, geez.
Well.
But getting tourists to go down there, take pictures, and then have that be part of their trip, part of why they wanted to go down to the port, was right there to see something really cool, local, and historical, would be pretty valuable.
Yeah, and word of mouth, they can take it back to wherever they are going back to. And
have them come by, too, yeah.
Well, and one of Linda's... one of her visions, have this in place so school children can come down on field trips. And as part of history, as you know, history can be rewritten many, many ways and many, many times. So this, we kind of want to get history as it is and get it in place so it cannot be misrepresented in any way. And once again, I would like to thank all of our donors, Curry Equipment, Fred Meyer, Marlene's Salon, Zola's Pizza, Chetco Brewing Company, Wild River Pizza, Superfly Bar and Grill, Blue Water Cafe, Grocery Outlet, Quality Fast Lube, thank you, Michael, Foggy Bottom Bar, Poncho's Restaurant, Rancho Viejo, Slugs and Stones, Vista Pub, Artistic Trends, Whale's Tail, Curry Medical Center, the kiosk there, the auxiliary ladies, thank you so very much. And our own board member, Leona Curtis, for the handmade little items. Thank you so very much. And everyone who came out and bought tickets, I wish to thank you very much. And if you are in a hurry, we will be contacting you with your prize if you are a winner. And if you are in a hurry, just feel free to contact Karen. She can distribute your gift ASAP.
All right, folks, once again, this was Dane Tipman hosting Cultural Connections with the Chetco Indian Memorial Project. Milo Mann and Karen Crump, thank you both very much for joining me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Dane.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll see you next time.